Stark in 5-6 Kilo, durchsage.
Roger.
This is Sonarchy Radio, broadcasting from the studios at Jack Straw Productions in Seattle. This is Doug Hare, and for the next hour, we're going to listen to some live music.
Good evening. Welcome. This is Mylar, which consists of Andy Coe on guitar, Paul Kamish on bass, and Ollie Klomp on the drums. Thank you. out at the subspace chateau, where I delve deeply into the mysteries outside the realm. I came to understand that these were a planet, not a singular planet, but actually two planets. One playing a subservient phantom to the other at random intervals. Apparently the atmosphere there was able to sustain life forms and sound, mostly existing in the shadows. An unlikely discovery made by a nameless aficionado. He somehow tricked the shadows into thinking it was night. With the advent of the Futilitron 5000, production levels were raised an amazing 8,000%, allowing even the most mundane task to be executed with something surpassing ease, but not quite erasing the human factor. Systems were put in place and heavily guarded and maintained at any cost. The fear industry was back in business, as they say. Thank you. Baubles beckon. On moonless black, cracking blacker still. Vigorous, lonely as mess. Tattered sails bravely billow, explorers, inventors and optimists have been excluded and formed their own teams. Specific instructions. He was to acquire a sample and return to the ship. One went out, three came back. Which was the phantom and which was the ghost? The substance known as Mylar could provide a clue. By using the mirrored or silvered Mylar, cutting it into small octagonal shapes, building the sleep chamber from the inside, such as almost as a cocoon, and filling it with the gas and music, they were able to sustain their bodies through the long journey it would take to get to the between the two planets, where they would have to hover indefinitely until celestial signal was and the coordinates had been acquired.
Thank you.
As soon as reality replaces perception, then we can begin the joint mission. I was asked the other day, if I was a superhero, what would my power be? I answered kind of quickly initially, but then when I asked, could I just be a do-gooder occasionally? No, they said you had to be a hero. And then I decided on the power would be to see the truth and to make others deal with it. And the name would be The Knower. Let me try that again. The Knower. The Knower. It doesn't roll off the tongue yet, but the outfit that I'm having designed and the questions they assembled a small team on the outskirts of the astral belt. Munitions communications expert. A quantum physicist, Afro Busy Fist, and tattoo hobbyist. A avid collector, an expert geologist. They convened at the subspace chateau and discussed matters pertaining to the ghost planets having secured funding for the mission.
Listening to Sonarchy, coming to you from the studios at Jack Straw Productions in Seattle's U District. Jack Straw operates on a non-profit basis and has been helping artists record and distribute their work since 1962. If you'd like more information on how to take advantage of our sound studios and educational programs, then please visit our website at jackstraw.org. That's one word, Jack Straw. If you're interested in being on Sonarchy, then email me, Doug@jackstraw.org. Let's go back into the studio now.
You've been listening to, or perhaps you've just joined us, for Mylar, which consists of Ollie Klomp, percussion and drums, Andy Coe, guitars, and Paul Kamish, bass. Third planet intervened. What seemed to be an embryonic sac or an eggshell, which hid the burgeoning planet. It sprung free, fully formed, rainbows and lightning bolts, fissures and lava flows. The land was shifting. The first song when they came down from the trees and took the first tentative waltz step. Which had long been lost by the humans. The exoskeleton and the invertebrate that live within was a symbiotic relationship of three distinct life forms. And structure Why? If Y is 3, then what is X? Having squandered his maternity leave on effects pedals, he was now forced to face the reality. Only being armed with 265 notes, he prepared a blistering array of melodies and chordal, modal transgressions. The enemy refused to show himself. Luckily, not so luckily, but as chance would have it, he had saved just a few small maternity leaves, which he chewed to gain sustenance and fortify his will for the oncoming onslaught. One of the leaves was fashioned into a guitar pick or a plectrum. When it was his turn to sleep, the ghost husband provided the foundation on which they both subsisted, and was known to have outbursts and unqualified but grippy hands. Thank you. Quite abandoned for a lone sentry out lander lay inert in a bath mixture meant to sustain, cleanse, and fortify for the dirt. Time it takes for the orbit telling himself he popped open a can the contents had withered. Side. He took out a pen and several sheets of frosted mylar, combining the light and shadows, he created a 3D pictogram. As he neared the source of the secret, the light flickered, and a voice came over the intercom. Vibrations emitted a low moan frequency. Nothing left to do but wait. Thank you. flash an arrowhead inside the triangle or warning sign, alluding to a possible high voltage in the product. Mylar. Ollie Klump. Drums. Paul Kamish. Bass. Andy Coe. Guitars. Mylar can be reached at andyco.org. Space
been listening to another original studio performance on Sonarchy, coming to you from the studios at Jack Straw Productions in Seattle, USA. Sonarchy is produced and mixed by Doug Hare, and there's more about what I'm up to at DougHare.com. If you're interested in being on Sonarchy or want more information about Jack Straw's nonprofit sound studios, then please visit jackstraw.org. Our email contact is doug@jackstraw.org. This show is available in several streaming formats at kexp.org and is archived as podcasts in iTunes. Find it in iTunes by searching for Sonarchy Podcasts. Many thanks to our friends over at KEXP for bringing an international audience to the sonic arts of the Pacific Northwest. Sonarchy is a Jack Straw production. So thanks again for listening, and so long now.